This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Imprisoned activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting the oppression of women in Iran. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee says the prize is first and foremost a recognition of the very important work of a whole movement in Iran with its undisputed leader, Narges Mohammadi.
Ms. Mohammadi is still in prison as I speak.
Rhys Anderson says Mohammadi has been imprisoned 13 times and convicted 5 times. In total, she's been sentenced to 31 years in prison in Iran. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights deployed a field team on Friday to investigate an airstrike on a Ukrainian village that left at least 52 people dead. OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Throssell.
The strike is one of the deadliest since the 24th of February 2022. But of course, it is far from being the only one. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, who saw for himself the horrific impact of such strikes, is profoundly shocked and condemns these killings.
A missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in the village on Thursday as people gathered to mourn a fallen Ukrainian soldier. OCHR said it had likely been fired by Russia, but that it was too early to say for certain. President Joe Biden says he could potentially meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Biden told reporters at the White House on Friday that a meeting has not yet been set up, but, quote, but it is a possibility. White House officials have previously made clear that they hoped the two leaders would soon hold talks. Administration officials have been working to get the Chinese to agree to a meeting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA.